Welcome to this modified service for the seventh week of Easter on May the 24th, 2020. My name is Pastor Leanne Darlington, and I am the pastor at Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church in Phillipsburg. We give thanks that we can gather today in spirit and faith with one another from the comfort and safety of our homes. It was so wonderful to see the sunshine this week. I think warmer temperatures are finally here to stay. I know that lots of you have been busy outside, be it going for walks or playing in your flower beds or your vegetable gardens, or even hitting the golf course for the first or second time. Please enjoy this time, enjoy the sunshine, and enjoy what God has provided. Just a few announcements this morning. Rita is now home from the hospital and recuperating. She is feeling better each day. We will remember her in our prayers this morning. If there is anyone that you would like to include on our prayer list, please call me or email me, or you can send an email through the website. The worship committee will be meeting this week online. If there is something you would like to see in our modified worship service, or if you would have a favorite hymn that you would like to hear, please send me an email or give me a phone call. Also, please remember that Zion relies on your continued support each week to meet our monthly expenses. Our PAR application and instructions are found on Zion's website. Thank you so much to all who continue to support and pray for our congregation at Zion. It is much appreciated. Know that I miss you all, and I long to see your smiling faces. We begin our service. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. If you wish, you may now listen to the opening hymn, which is Blessed Be the Tie That Binds. It is performed by Trevor Wagler, and it can be found on ELW, in the ELW on page 656. We continue with our prayer of the day. Let us pray. O God of glory, your Son, Jesus Christ, suffered for us and ascended to your right hand. Unite us with Christ and each other in suffering and in joy, that all the world may be drawn into your bountiful presence through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reading this morning is from 1 Peter chapter 4, 12 to 14, and chapter 5, 6 to 11. A reading from 1 Peter. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that is taking place among you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice in so far as you are sharing Christ's sufferings, so that you may also be glad and shout for joy when his glory is revealed. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory, which is the Spirit of God, is resting on you. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Discipline yourselves. Keep alert. Like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around, looking for someone to devour. Resist him. Steadfast in your faith, for you know that your brothers and sisters in all the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord. Our gospel reading this morning is from John chapter 17, verses 1 to 11. The Holy Gospel according to John. After Jesus had spoken these words to his disciples, he looked up to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all people to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you, for the words that you gave me I have given to them, and they have received them and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I'm asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one." The Gospel of our Lord. Every year, there is an event in the United States called the Festival of Homiletics. This event invites pastors, seminary students, and theologians from all over the world to join together for a week of learning, fellowship, and listening to some of the best preachers, storytellers, and activists that the world has to offer. It is like Woodstock or Boots and Hearts for pastors. The festival was to be held in Atlanta, Georgia this year until the pandemic hit. Rather than cancel it, the organizers decided to offer it online, and they made it free so that everyone could attend. Talk about making lemons into lemonade. So this past week, I, along with thousands of other folks, sat at our laptops, tablets, and computers, and listened and learned together from the safety of our homes and offices. The original theme of the week was climate change, but the effects of the pandemic were also very prevalent. The preachers and storytellers were from many denominations throughout North America. There were Baptists, Methodists, folks from the United Church of Christ, Anglicans, Lutherans, and many more. Their styles all varied, but each were passionate and dedicated to preaching the Word of God in these strange and uncertain times. It came as no surprise to me that many of the sermons contained moments of questioning and even some misery. There were many moments of deeply personal laments to God, asking why? Why is there so much suffering going on in our world? Our epistle reading from 1 Peter this morning is a letter composed for multiple congregations of Gentile Christians in antiquity. Gentile means non-Jewish. Scholars believe that the letter was probably written by Jesus' faithful disciple Peter, or perhaps one of his followers in the later years of the first century. The letter was written to encourage and motivate these Gentile Christians during the challenging times that they were facing. You see, the Gentiles Christians were facing persecution and harassment in living out their newfound Christian faith. They were considered aliens and exiles and living in an honor and shame society. Their familiar ties were cut. Now, I don't have to tell you this, but throughout history, humans have suffered. There have been wars and genocides, famines and holocausts, hatred and racism, terrorism and injustice, illness and disease. Sadly, this list could go on and on and on. The recent pandemic has thrown us into isolation and physical distancing. We cannot attend worship together. Loved ones are getting sick. The world is struggling economically. We hear numbers rise and fall each day. It is overwhelming. COVID-19 has exposed the cracks in our healthcare system, especially in our long-term care homes and in the shortage of available personal protective equipment. And while the pandemic carries on, there is also much other suffering that's taking place in our vast world. Right now, massive swarms of locusts are devastating crops in Africa, in the Middle East. In some cases, 100% of the crops have been destroyed. The swarms are so large that airplanes cannot take off and land at airports. There is already immense food shortages in these countries before the swarms even arrived. What will those folks do for food? In India and Bangladesh this week, super cyclone Amphan made landfall. Winds reached 190 kilometers an hour. More than 2.5 million citizens have been evacuated, all while we are fighting a worldwide pandemic. In Michigan, just across the border, two dams broke earlier this week due to heavy rainfall. Cities and towns are underwater. 10,000 people were evacuated. The Dow chemical plant was underwater. Again, all of this is happening during the time of a worldwide pandemic. The words of 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9 certainly seem to ring true today. For you know that your brothers and sisters and all the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering. It weighs us down with worry and fear. Where is God? Where is the grace and hope of Jesus Christ amid the suffering that is taking place in our world? Now, we can read Peter's letter with fear and trepidation, or we can read the letter with an understanding of hope and faith. Assistant Professor Jennifer Calland suggests that suffering has both the potential to harm and transform. Jesus Christ died on the cross because he was trying to transform corrupt and oppressive systems. He stood for those who could not walk on their own, and he was a voice for those who had no voice. He fought the injustices of the world and showed the disciples and us how to love our neighbor unconditionally, just like the love that is received unconditionally from God. Jesus suffered to help us see that eternal life does not just happen in the future. Eternal life is the opportunity to know God right now, right here in the present, through our actions of grace, kindness, empathy, and justice. To know God is to be in community and relationship with God and with one another. It is to glorify one another right here, right now, today. Peter, through his faith and relationship with Jesus Christ, encourages the congregation and us with three instructions on how to live with the suffering in our lives. The first is to act with humility. We can trust that God is with us in these times, that our suffering has a voice, and that we do not need to suffer in silence. We can lament, and we do not. It is okay that we don't know all the answers. We can cast all of our anxieties on God, knowing that we are all held in God's loving arms when we pray and ask for God's help. The second is to act with discipline, for the lion is indeed roaring nearby. Now, discipline does not necessarily mean punishment. Discipline is getting up in the morning and going for a walk, something that I should do more regularly, or improving that golf game by practicing your putting skills. Discipline is making a point to call one another on the phone to check in. It is donating for causes where one can make a difference, be it large or small. Discipline is praying for one another. Discipline is reading the Bible, and it is reflecting and learning more about your faith. Discipline is loving one another enough to stay 6 feet apart or wear a mask in confined areas. Number three is resistance, in knowing that being steadfast in our faith and love for God, we can know and live out the work of Jesus Christ in the world. These times will not last forever. There will be suffering, and we are all well aware of that. But there will also be great joy. One day we will gather again, and we will have much to look forward to. Together we can grow in the strength and love that is provided to us by a God who is the source of all life, of all truth, and all grace. And that is what encourages us, always and forever, through any suffering that we may be living. Let it be so. Amen. Our hymn of the day is Son of God, Eternal Savior, and you will find that on the link from YouTube. We continue with our prayers of intercession. On the seventh Sunday of Easter, we gather in our homes and yet are together as one, praying for the church, the world, and all who are in need. In this time of troubling separation, we pray to you, Triune God, for the unity of your churches. Bind us together in the truth of your gospel. Make us witnesses of your mysterious might. As you bless the early disciples for their unfolding ministry, bless those who lead and serve our local congregation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Nurture the life of your creation. Bring sun and warm rains to newly planted crop and vegetable gardens. Protect vulnerable species and lands from overuse. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Make your justice known among nations of the earth. Protect the vulnerable and the weak. Give us courage to stand up to the racism, discrimination, and harassment that is taking place daily in our world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Come to the aid of all who suffer. We pray for those who are laden with illness, injury, grief, or overwhelmed with anxiety. Uphold all healthcare workers who attend to COVID-19 patients. Comfort all families and friends who cannot embrace their loved ones at time of illness and death. We give into your care those we name before you, Eddie, Elaine, Ruth, Marianne, Betty, Rita, and those we name in the stillness of our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant your oneness to humankind so marked by isolation and division. Bring harmony to families, rival gangs, distraught citizens, racial groupings, and members of our government. Give to each individual a wholeness that is birthed in you. Make us one as you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, are one. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Raise all your saints to eternal life. Until that day, we give you thanks for the faithful examples of those who have listened to your voice and now rest eternally in you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. With bold confidence in your love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, God of our past, our present, and our future, we place all for whom we pray into your circle of love, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the one who brought forth Jesus from the dead raise you to new life, fill you with hope, and turn your mourning into dancing. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Alleluia. Christ is risen. Go in peace. Share the good news. Christ is risen. Alleluia. We end our service with the sending hymn, Crown Him with Many Crowns, which you can hear Trevor perform in the link, and it is ELW 855. May God's peace be with you this week. Thanks be to God.